Do you always have room for dessert? I'm DJ Brian, and I always do, and we'll be back after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, March 13th. Friday the 13th, 2026, and we just heard Tiramisu Cake by We Are The Night. Now, if you've always had room for dessert, even after a full meal, don't worry, it's not just y'all. Scientists from the University of East Anglia in the UK put their heads together to figure out why we still reach for snacks even when we're completely full. And you know you've done that when you're like, oh my gosh, I can't eat one more bite. Would you like a cheesecake? Sure. Mm-hmm. You've been there. And their findings suggest your stomach and your brain may not be on the same page. Now, in the study, 76 volunteers played a food-based reward game while hooked up to EEG brain scans. Now, we're talking sweets, chocolates, chips, popcorn, basically anything your mom told you not to eat before or after dinner. Halfway through, participants were given one of the foods to feast on until they were officially full. And they reported they didn't want any more. And their behavior showed they didn't value it much after that. Mm-mm. But their brains still lighting up like it was snack o'clock. You know what that means. The lead researcher of the study found that even when people are completely satisfied, their brains continued firing reward signals the moment they saw food again. That basically, of course, means that your brain sees a donut and goes, yes, please, even while your stomach whispers, oh no, I am about to vomit. You know what I'm talking about. And here's the kicker. Even people with strong self-control weren't immune. The automatic brain response didn't care how disciplined someone was. So, if you've ever lost a battle with late-night snacks, take comfort. It's really not your fault. It might just have to do with how your brain or our brains have been wired. Well, we have a great song for you guys right now, and hopefully it'll help you decide what you want to eat next. It's Twice with Yes or Yes. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. All right, and we got more music for you guys right now. First up, Uju Sonyeo with Bloom Hour, and then Risen with Busy Boy. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Drink whatever you want. We're not going to judge. And of course, if you are working right now, let your boss know and be like, yo, Brian's about to give me some info that I need to learn. So stop talking, take a break, walk away from your boss, and now we're gonna speak about desserts. Now, you've probably heard about the Dubai Chewy Chocolate. Mm-hmm. That's going on in Korea. But guess what? That's news from yesterday by now. So, what's the new trend? Well, it has nothing to do with sweets or desserts, y'all. It actually has to do with spring veggies. And you're probably thinking, what? That ain't no dessert, Brian. Well, yes. after the pistachio-filled Dubai Chewy cookie and its moment, of course, the spotlight has dramatically shifted to Bom Dong, or spring cabbage. Now, specifically, in a humble bowl of a Bom Dong bibimbap, according to the Korea Agriculture Marketing Information Service, Bom Dong is a seasonal cabbage mainly grown along the southern coast in South Jeolla province. It's light, slightly sweet, crunchy, and apparently the internet's new hot foodie item. So what caused this leafy plot twist? A retro meme, a resurfaced clip from a 2008 episode of the KBS variety show 2 Days and One Night, shows comedian Kang Ho Dong deliciously devouring a giant bowl of Bom Dong bibimbap. Now, the short form video recently passed 5 million views, and suddenly everyone's, of course, remembering it. All right, y'all, it is Bom Dong season. But all this hype over a common springtime cabbage is being reflected in the price. Data shows the wholesale price for Bom Dong spiked about 60% between early January and late February. Basically, social media is now shrinking the time between funny old clip and national shortage, and found, of course, that food trend watchers say this cycle is speeding up. So, if you haven't had Bom Dong yet, don't worry, because another new trend is probably coming up soon. And then people are going to be like, what was Bom Dong again? I totally forgot. That always happens. But we have two great songs right now. Roy Kim with Bom 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 and NCT Dream with Hot Sauce. Lights, camera, action, baby. I see you looking at my P.I.C. Welcome to Lights, Camera, Action! I don't know if Nael got her billion followers yet. Last week we talked about Nael getting a billion followers and then she'll streak KBS. But instead of streaking, what we're going to do is talk about a K-drama film and listen to her pick of related music. Welcome to the studio, KBS Streaker!
Hello, everyone. It's Nael. Nael Studio, remember me? Yeah. Brian really started us off on a really high tension to the intro, and I'm going to drop that to like 500 times low.
Why?
When was the loneliest time in your life, Brian?
Right now.
Because I left him hanging.
The loneliest?
Yeah, and like, did somebody like reach out to you and, you know, friends, family, and are you still friends with, what?
No one reached. Because the thing is, stop. When you're lonely, I'm one of those people, when I'm lonely, I don't want to tell the world I'm lonely. I don't want to let people know I'm lonely. So I put on a facade and fake that I'm not lonely. And so then people won't know I'm lonely. But when I am lonely, I kind of keep to myself, you know, and then I don't say anything. That's why people won't know to reach out to you.
Oh, man, we're really different. I think it was like the first day we did radio together.
Are you an E?
I asked him his MBTI and it's like completely different from mine.
E's are different. Eyes are like that. Eyes don't want to share their loneliness with people.
I advertise myself as I'm lonely. Hello, I'm so lonely. What
so
are you
your,
doing right
your
now?
K-pop, your pop song, theme song would be the opposite of what Michael Jackson's You're Not Alone would be. Your I am so alone, Nael song.
Yeah.
See?
And just tell everybody that I'm seeing. I'm like, I'm feeling
so... Do you
tell
your husband that? Like, yo, but I'm lonely today.
Yeah.
Make me not feel lonely.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like people around me has heard it a lot. And you know what? Every time I have said that, maybe because I'm reaching out to them, they had no choice but to be there for me. And so I'm still great friends with them. I would do anything for them, right? So loneliness and being there for someone really bonds you, right? You know, that's like the
it
thing.
It does.
Because you're vulnerable. Coming to today's topic of the film, which is doing really well.
And is it about loneliness?
Loneliness, making friends with the unlikely friends. And yeah, the title is The King's Warden. 왕과 사는 남자. Din, din, din.
And, the dude that lives with the king.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's a fun title. The dude that lives with the king.
That's like the ghetto version.
Yes. And this movie surpassed 9 million viewers in just 27 days.
Wow.
And will likely have become one of the 30 plus 천만 영화, we call it in Korea, by the time the show airs. And the director, this show.
Okay.
But it's a movie. But the director, Chang Hang-jun 감독, he said on a radio show, oh, if this reaches 천만, I'm going to change my phone number, change my name, get a plastic surgery, move to something crazy
like
that.
I don't get his, why does he want to do that?
Well, I don't think he wanted to, but I think he was so sure that his movie wasn't going to do so well, right? He was so sure that it wasn't, yeah.
Is it a period film?
It is. Okay, it's okay. A historical film as well. And I mean, last week we did a historical drama, but yeah, it's doing really well. And because of the extended Lunar New Year and the Independence Movement holiday, lots of people went to go see it. And people, everybody who's gone and seen it was like, oh, you need to go see it. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to cover it. So, okay. And it's based on, again, a real life tragedy of Tan Zhong. And
okay,
he
so
was
the people who told you to watch it.
Yeah.
Were they right? Like, were you like blown away by the film?
So I already knew the story of the, because it's a historical film, but it's it hits you. It hits you in a different way if you go see this one, because it's a really tragic story about young king. After a very intense political coup, which was led by his uncle. So he got dragged out by his uncle, right?
Dang.
And so...
Don't trust no family, man.
The core theme is quiet human bonds. And it's like formed when you're in the loneliest place. And so... It touches you to a certain extent, and I think even if you do know how the story unfolds, it's worth a watch.
Okay. Well, we are talking about The King's Warden, a.k.a. Brian's title, The Dude with the King. The Dude Living with the King. Yes. And we're going to listen to a song right now. What's going to be our first song?
I feel like the Western version of this song is Lean On Me, right? So it's kind of like the, hey guys, like we're all here for each
like
other
kind of
thing.
Like the old school pop song? Lean on me when you're not strong. Oh, okay. I see the title of the song. That's why it's got that vibe. So it is one of my brothers from another mother and father, Mr. June's group, G.O.D. with One Candle, 촛불 하나. So we listened to G.O.D. with One Candle, 촛불 하나, and I just ruined something for Niall right now. Between the song, I was talking about Bridgerton, and I thought she saw it, so I almost gave her away something that happens in the drama. She's like, I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. My bad!
You know what? There's no spoilers for this, because everybody... Well, actually, do you know the story about Tan Zhong? It might be a spoiler then. But
no.
Do you want to... Okay, I'm going to tell you.
I didn't know enough.
I'm going to tell you. Great. I'm going to spoil this one for him.
You know, we have to warn the listeners, though, in advance. If you're going to spoil me with something, they're listening right now, too, so they're going to be spoiled. So
this is Korean history lesson. You guys, this is history in
history. Lesson. And spoiler, because it happens in the drama.
It's it does in the movie, actually. But it's like people who get shocked that, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar, Jesus dies. It's like, hey, it happened. Like,
I never saw Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, he dies. Aww. Anyway, so in does the he, same way.
Does he get crucified in the movie?
Nope, not this one. So the king does not get crucified, but he does get exiled.
Does he get
Tan-dung-deso?
Get it?
He get what?
Tan-dung-deso.
Oh.
Aje Gegu.
This is so... And kind of black humor, too. That's kind of sad.
Oh, my god.
Anyway, this movie takes place in the place of exile, Cheongyeongpo, right?
Do you know the year or date?
You know what? I'm really bad with numbers, so I don't know the year or the date. But actually, in Cheongyeongpo, he was in the same period... Sorry, one second. I'm just getting my numbers straight. Cheongyeongpo, because of this movie doing so well, people actually swarmed over there, and the tourism actually did really well just because of this movie in February. And 38,223 people visited, and it's actually more than eight times of increase compared to last year because of this movie, right? And people visiting
Cheongyeongpo for that.
People visiting his gravesite. Yes, he's dead now, so yes, no spoiler
or we
there.
Think. He could be a ghost.
He could be. maybe Brian's the reincarnate. Anyway, the village where he gets exiled to, this king who's very, very young, like teenager, and the head of the village, Eom Hung-do, he tries to attract the exile to, you know, support the struggling village. It's like if you get a famous person living in your town, and then maybe your infrastructure and other things could do well. So that's his goal. But upon arriving and, you know, this unfamiliar place of exile, Yeongwol, or Danjong initially, he kind of closes himself off because he just got dragged down from his position of
kingship. I'm confused. Why does he have so many names?
Because, you know what? You should ask the Korean historians. They all have different names before they rise to the throne as the grand prince. And then after and after death, they all have different names.
That's
why?
So crazy.
I can't tell you, but they do. Okay. And he's a teenager again in a place where he doesn't know anybody. He got dragged down from his throne by his own uncle, and lots of people near him died.
못된 삼촌.
Yeah. And so he's really saddened. But what begins as kind of like this guarded relationship between the watcher, the guy who tried to bring him to this specific area, it starts to, you know, kind of develop into empathy because he feels bad that this young king, former king, is just here by himself. And the story is kind of, in some ways, it's kind of, it's heartwarming because he gets to know the villagers and they're commoners. He used to be the king, so fallen from grace, but here is the historical fact that everybody who knows it's going to happen in the film as well. He actually gets ordered to die by the king, his uncle, essentially.
So his uncle wants him executed?
Yeah, he dragged him down and like, you got to do the job. So he kills off his own nephew or, you know.
That's why I don't trust the uncles, man. I mean, I love some of my uncles, but let me just
say,
there's one or two that I'm kind of like, why are you trying to interfere with my life? Leave me alone. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
That's a spoiler for my life.
Oh, whoa. If you're listening, Brian's uncles.
Oh, no, I can't say that because one of them are English speaking.
Oh, no.
Oh, and he says he hears this show sometimes.
Okay.
Oh, the fact that I said it was one.
You know who you are. But you know what? You're probably a better uncle than this guy's uncle.
Yeah,
so
at least I'm alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so spoiler, he dies at the end, and it depicts his death, but not, like, to detail.
How old was he when he died?
He was a teenager, so, like, in his late teens, right? And the film portrays Danjong actually choosing to end his own life after being ordered to, you know, kill, like, to die. So,
wow, that's kind of mochiso.
Yeah, so this decision was actually done to kind of protect the new people that he found, that he loved, and he had connections with. So it's sad. It's beautiful, the relationships that he formed, and then it gets very tragic. But yeah.
Did you cry?
Brian, you know I don't cry in sad things. I only cry in scary movies.
Don't worry, y'all. This year
I was crying on the inside.
This year I got something special. She's going to not cry, but she's going to just...
What?
Wish she'd never met me.
Oh, like, oh.
I'm gonna make you cry so hard.
Okay, so.
But not right now.
On the inside, I was crying.
But now, we're not gonna make you cry. We're gonna make you guys listen to some good music.
Yes.
We have two songs for you guys.
All right, so the first one is, again, this tragic song. I feel like it always plays at the back of my mind when I see, like, historical things, like historical drama where people just tragically die, and lots of people do. So this one's the first one. And then another one, kind of more modern, by Ang Myu, but kind of accepting fate and heartbreak.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it's
tragedy. I don't
want
to accept fate to be my heartbreak, but either way, y'all check out the songs and see if you feel anything from it. First of all, we got Kim Bum-soo with If I Leave, and then Ang Myu with How Can I Love the Heartbreak? You're the one I love. 어떻게 이별까지 사랑하겠어? 널 사랑하는 거지? All right, that was Ang Myu. 어떻게 이별까지 사랑하겠어? 널 사랑하는 거지? Yep, and we're back in the studio talking about the man who lived with the king, or the dude that lives with the king. That's how people are going to remember this drama
the
now.
The dude with the king.
Yeah,
wow.
The king's warden. 왕자, or 왕과 사는 남자.
Yeah, the king and his sidekick. Anyway,
is that what it is?
I mean, no, it's the guy who, I guess so. I guess
dude and his dude.
The dude and a dude, which is every movie, guys.
Pretty much.
But yeah. Again, just like last week, going back to actual historical facts, it's actually more tragic in real life. Because this
why
is actually...
Why are you trying to bring everybody down?
Because I'm a sadist.
I know why you're doing this.
Why?
Because tomorrow is White Day in Korea.
Oh my gosh.
So you don't want anyone to fall in love on White Day.
So I guess just 2 weeks in a row, I'm just trying to bring people back out of like romance and like people. And like, this is reality, y'all.
And
it's
I know
tragic.
Why you're doing this.
Why?
You brought something dark and death related because it's Friday the 13th today.
Oh my gosh.
You're evil.
Oh, am I evil or has Brian transformed me into evil after last summer and
you're
October?
Evil.
Yeah, I think it was Brian. I was a sweet person before this. Anyways, coming back to today's where they started off with this
where
movie.
They start? Where did they start?
The veritable records of Sejo clearly documents the death of Tanjong. No Sangun이 이를 듣고 또한 스스로 목매어서 조라니 예로서 장사 지냈다. Meaning, he actually heard the news of he's gonna die soon anyway. His uncle's out to get him, and he hung himself basically.
Oh!
And that's according to the official record. After hearing after hearing about Kim Sung-daegun's alleged treason, Tanjong took his own life by hanging. But the film's ending is basically based on this official account with added dramatic interpretation. I'm not going to go too much detail into it. You should see it. It's that scene is just, I was like, oh. Anyway, Yasa and later records say that there's actually mixed records of how he actually died. So mystery. So Sejo ordered poison. The king who, the uncle who dragged him out said, I'm going to send this poison. You take this and you die. But the royal official Wang Bang-eun reportedly could not carry out the order and wept because he's a kid. He's a kid and he's related to the king. And the servant, Gong Seng, allegedly strangled Tanjong. And I feel like this servant is actually portrayed in the movie and he has this relationship with him. They've gotten close and he does the strangling for him.
What the freaking deacon?
Because, I mean, it's so hard to, like, sometimes it's hard to take your own life. And,
I don't want to take my own life.
Exactly. So all these historical accounts portray a far more violent and forced death rather than just he did it himself, by himself. But, it's very tragic. And let's just go by the movie. He formed beautiful connections with people he met at this village, no matter what their status was. And... yeah, you never know where you can find people who will support you through your entire life.
You just have to get lucky.
Yeah.
Sometimes, even the ones that you've thought you've known for years and you cared about you, they just wither off and they never contact you again.
And take you down from your throne and stab you in the back like this king.
A.K.A. uncles. But now we're going to wrap up our segment with a song.
Actually, the actor is sang the song. It's a song by the Tanjong, the king himself.
Oh.
He's actually from 101. You know, Park Ji-hoon. He's the actor. And this song is by him. And it's L-O-V-E.
All right. Well, let's check that song out. And Niall, we'll see you next week. Hopefully your uncle doesn't murder you.
Nah, bye.
Bye. All right, that was Park Ji-hoon with L-O-V-E. And unfortunately, it is time to wrap up our show. But thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate that. And taking us out now, we have AB6 with So Sweet. Our producer is Choi Dong-kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect
now.